warning from Democrats. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. They say if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, abortion will be banned.
Senate Democrats have set up a vote codifying abortion protections nationwide.
This is the first time this is no longer just an abstract exercise. Now we know women's rights are at stake.
But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does not have the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. And top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says a federal abortion ban likely wouldn't either.
So I think the widespread sentiment of my conference is that this issue will be dealt with at the state level.
McConnell told reporters here no issue, including abortion, should be exempt from a 60-vote threshold. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden claims his administration is doing all it can to tackle inflation, and he said there are some things that are out of his control, and he took aim at Florida Senator Rick Scott's plan.
It's the ultra-MAGA agenda. Their plan is to raise taxes on 75 million American families, over 95% of whom make less than $100,000 a year. Total income.
Senator Scott said the best way President Biden can combat inflation is to resign. The drought in California is getting worse, yet people are using more water, so some areas are cutting back on what's allowed.
Today, we are announcing that we're moving one phase forward and reducing the number of days that you can water your lawn from 3 days to two each week.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, March was one of the driest months on record, and state officials say water use was up 19%. On Wall Street, the major indexes turned mixed a day after another big sell-off. The Dow lost 84 points, the Nasdaq plus 114. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two former Oklahoma police officers are charged in the fatal shooting of a black man in December.
Former officers 29-year-old Nathan Ronan, who's white, and 30-year-old Robert Hinkle, who's black, are both charged in Comanche County, Oklahoma, with manslaughter after the pair responded to a 911 call in Lawton in December of a man waving a gun and holding residents hostage. They approached 29-year-old Quadri Sanders outside the home.
Hands! Hands!
Body cam shows Sanders moving behind a refrigerator. The officers say they believed Sanders was reaching for a gun. A weapon was later found inside the home. Sanders' family is calling for the charges against the former officers to be upgraded to murder. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The former officers have been released on $25,000 bond, and they face a minimum of 4 years in prison if convicted. As inflation continues to rise, a new Gallup poll shows more Americans are growing worried about their finances.
Nearly two-thirds of those surveyed are concerned about having enough money for retirement. More than half are worried about maintaining their standard of living, and 40% are stressed about paying monthly bills, up from 32% last year. More than one in three Americans are worried about paying their rent or mortgage, but that number jumps to 59% among those making less than $40,000 a year. A group where financial anxieties are more pronounced. The findings reverse the improvement seen last year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
U2 frontman Bono's long-rumored memoirs coming out in the fall. The book will be called Surrender. Reports are that he had a deal dating back to at least 2019. Bono, real name Paul Hewson, says the book is about, as he put it, one pilgrim's lack of progress with a fair amount of fun along the way. The announcement comes on the singer's 62nd birthday. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.